Well, my name is Zanetto Edgman Rawlings, a medical doctor, but I facilitate excellence, in my opinion, between different groups, especially young people, particularly interest in young women who are looking to start businesses or who are already established. And it's all about encouraging people who are engaging in entrepreneurial activities in Ghana and who are looking to network with other people around the continent and internationally, globally as well. I think we need to stop looking at a blanket approach to the different problems and actually look at the various countries on an individual basis, because people have their differences culturally, and to assume that something that works in Belgium will work in Ghana is not a correct assumption, because you need to take into consideration the cultural differences, the religious differences as well, and just make sure that you're actually adapting situations to the local thing. And the problem is, sometimes in approaching the issues of democracy, for example, we assume that it's interpreted the same way across the world, but it isn't. And based on our very cultural differences, we have to recognize that we cannot use the same approach. And I think until we reach the point where we can adapt the various forms of government to the people themselves, we're not going to win this. We really need to look at the various countries, look at exactly what the issues are from within, and then we can deal with them there. But I think that also as part of that, we need to really get the women involved.
Oh, definitely.
Because our women keep things together. Our women are the ones who raise the children, who nurture them. There's a certain nurturing aspect that womanhood brings to the equation that if it's left out, we only have that the male aspect. We have to have the balance. And that, I think, is another thing that we need to address very seriously. And it's not just about women's equality or gender balance. We need it as a matter of importance for the experience of the human life, you know, to actually be sustained and to be balanced. I think it's important that we appreciate that different people have a right to trust or belief, have their different beliefs. And it's also important that we respect that, and we don't have to have them believing in the same thing as we do. Ultimately, we need to respect each other as human beings, and provided people are living decent lives and respecting one another, there is really no reason why anyone should force anybody else to believe what they believe in. You know, because the essence of humanity is our differences. We have to celebrate our differences. It shouldn't be the reason why we end up having hatred or people killing one another. And it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable in any form. And yet again, when you have these kinds of conflicts, the people that suffer the most are the women and children. Always. We need to find a way of bringing the women to the table at all times, especially in conflict resolution. And look beyond religion. And look beyond politics. Look beyond race. And just look at each other as human beings coexisting on the planet.